the Florida Department of Health is now advising against the COVID-19 mRNA vaccine for adult males under 40 years old. And this is why. This all came out in a tweet from the state surgeon general, and it sparked a lot of debate over the weekend. He stated, quote, "We released an analysis on COVID-19 mRNA vaccines the public needs to be aware of. This analysis showed an increased risk of cardiac-related death among men ages 18 to 39. Florida will not be silent on this truth." He then provided a link to an 8-page self-controlled case series study. Now, this was quickly met with skepticism. This series of tweets from an emergency medicine resident at Yale points out that the link to the analysis is a PDF of a Word document, and it doesn't show that it's been published or that it's been peer-reviewed.
Well, Julie, the school just received 51 new defibrillators, and that is in support of what is called the TOM Project. Now, that's for Tom Iduwu, who was a student athlete here. I actually spoke with his mom today about the student-led initiative, and she tells me she is so grateful. Now, so far, students have raised $200,000 for the TOM Project, and they're encouraging the campus community to get regular heart screenings. Now, according to the Journal of Athletic Training, sudden cardiac arrest is actually the number one cause of death in student athletes. But with the new AEDs, though, the school tells me they will now have a total of 133 throughout several buildings on campus. But of course, the ultimate goal is to have every single building equipped with an AED to hopefully save someone's life in the future.
Tennis great Todd Woodbridge having a mild heart attack has come as a major shock to everyone.
A mild heart attack, and I'm still today going, how's that happened to me?
The fit 51-year-old commentator was exercising at home last Thursday when he felt sudden chest discomfort.
And it got heavier. I wouldn't call it pain, but it was pressure.
Wife Natasha drove him to hospital where tests revealed the former doubles champion had suffered a heart attack due in part to hereditary high cholesterol. His close call follows the deaths of cricketer Shane Warne and Labor Senator Kimberly Kitching in March, both from heart attacks at age 52.
Was there any discussion at all of the fact you had COVID? Was that relevant?
I don't think so. You know, there's a few people been sending me messages, you know, via social media saying, see, you're another statistic.
Oh,
and
it's
all
the vaccine and everything. Yeah,
yeah, and look, I don't believe that. I believe that it's knowing your family history and looking back. And I knew I would end up with cholesterol issues because that's what my dad had.
Okay, let's bring you some sad news. We're getting Enoch Mwepu has been forced to end his football playing career following the diagnosis of a hereditary heart condition. The condition, which can worsen over time, will put Enoch at an extremely high risk of suffering a potential fatal cardiac event if he were to continue to play competitive football. The club chairman at Brighton, Tony Bloom, has said this: "We are all absolutely devastated for Enoch, him and his family. We're just thankful he's come through that period. He has seen such a promising career cut short at such a young age. After a period in hospital in Mali, he returned to Brighton to undergo further cardiac tests and ongoing care. These tests have concluded that his illness is due to a hereditary cardiac condition which manifests later in life and was not previously evident on regular cardiac screening. Sadly, this can be exacerbated by playing sports, so Enoch has been advised that the only option for the sake of his own safety is for him to stop playing."
Veteran bodybuilder Doug Brignole has passed away at 63 years of age. One of the most renowned bodybuilders competing in the AAU and NABBA, Brignole's career spanned over four decades. It was marked with several huge accomplishments. The news of his passing was first reported on various social media platforms. The American bodybuilder and fitness enthusiast Doug Brignole passed away at the age of 62. The reason for Doug Brignole's death was stated that he died due to heart attack. Sagar Pandey, actor Salman Khan's body double, died on Friday after reportedly suffering a heart attack. While confirming the news, actor Shah Rukh Khan's body double Prashant Walt said in a report that Sagar was working in the gym when he suddenly collapsed. He added that upon his arrival at the hospital, Sagar was declared dead. Sagar was about 50 years old and, as per a report, he had worked in more than 50 films as Salman Khan's body double.
After a brief career in federal politics, Winnipeg's Doug Eyolfson returned to his previous gig as an emergency room physician following his 2019 election loss, but this week, he found himself visiting a Vancouver-er as a patient. "In Vancouver for a conference. The first day I went for a run in Stanley Park and had a V-fib arrest. Luckily someone saw me collapse, called 911 and did CPR until EMS arrived. Got two shocks, now I'm booked for a coronary bypass tomorrow." Tweeted Wednesday night that he was visiting the West Coast for a conference and suffered a cardiac arrest while out for a run. Thankfully, Eyolfson said a passerby witnessed the incident and called 911.
Meanwhile, well, what else do we have? Is this the only study that has shown that there is a signal of harm? No, it's not. Just a few weeks ago, a study was published in the journal Vaccine that found a serious adverse event rate of around 1 in 800 with the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines that exceeded their estimate for any benefits in terms of at least hospitalization, COVID-19 hospitalization prevention. Another study, looked at Israel data, found a correlation between these rollouts of the COVID-19 vaccines and acute cardiovascular events in young people. Another study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, it looked at the incidence of different cardiovascular effects in people who received the COVID-19 vaccines, the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines in Scandinavia. Well, if you look in the appendix of that study, you'll find things like an increased risk of intracerebral hemorrhage by a factor of over 110%. And you think I'm making this up. You can look in the appendix and see this. You'll find an increased risk of other cardiovascular complications, anywhere from 10% to higher. So this is the same pattern where, for whatever reason, individuals are so attached to what they believe the truth has to be that data doesn't matter. But it does matter in Florida, and it certainly matters to me. And nothing's going to change that.
It's shocking, and it has, I mean, considering, you know, 200 million Americans took this drug at gunpoint, they were forced to, this has massive implications. There are 50 states. Why is yours the only that's telling us this?
Well, I think, frankly, it's because we are the only one that's asked the question. And, you know, again, it's just a reflection of how many things have been so backwards during the pandemic. Of course you look more closely at cardiac adverse events when you already know that the vaccine is increasing the incidence of myocarditis in young men by 10, 20, 30 times. I mean, that's what the studies show. So of course you should look for that. But instead, like you said, they're just hoping that somehow this goes away. This isn't going away. This is real. And, you know, and it's important. I mean, it's incredibly important.